Episode 200. Welcome to Steel and Nats, presented by HedgeBetter. We are in the HedgeBetter studios tonight. We have Magic Mike and Steel to my side here. Good to see you guys.
200, let's go.
Number 200.
Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
Fuck that.
I was all in on the Dodgers the other day.
I've been itching to talk Dodgers. I don't know if you guys got to that.
Nice
hat, that was the game of our lives. That game seven was incredible. let's get to the headline. Episode 200. I would say we did episode 100 like 3 years ago from this very month. So it's pretty consistent if you really want to throw it out there.
Doing 100 a year?
Like no episodes
33 a year.
With some change a year.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. Think about 52 months in a year.
52 weeks
in a year. Sorry. So we're there. We made it to 200. Today is Thursday, November 6th. Recording Thursday Night Football. We got our Thursday Night Football picks out between the Broncos and the Raiders. Kind of a stinker matchup, but we'll see how that goes.
The Broncos are hot.
They are, but I mean, I don't know. We'll see. See how it goes.
They are. No, you're right, Magic. There's no way they can lose.
It's about as much of a... No, never mind.
Yeah, tonight we'll get in the brass tacks of the history of the Steel and Nats podcast, 200 plus episodes in, because we did do a little trial run, so it is technically over 200 episodes. Patriots recap, won 6 straight games. Is Drake May doing too much? And then the big tilt in Tampa this weekend with the Pats taking on the 6-2 leading NFC South Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll have our thoughts on that. We might even get a call in to intern Andrew, who's out there right now. I think he's in front of the stadium at least.
Got to be one of the worst. Him and our college intern. Our interns aren't great.
Yeah, no, they're meant to
no
be.
No offense to you, intern.
They're meant
Andrew,
to be bad. No, he's terrible.
You've let us down on quite a few occasions.
Intern Brian in San Diego has been bad too. None of them have been good. So Pat's recap. I got 5 questions presented by Patrick, the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. And then if Steele wants to talk about his Miami Hurricanes losing once again, we can talk about that. But if not, we'll go on. Before we get
from
going.
From the Texas, Bama, Ohio State, Michigan fan. Georgia too, sorry.
Ole Miss.
Florida State, sorry.
Ole Miss is looking good.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Can we get into a little internet invitational talk? Anyone been watching that?
I haven't watched it, but I've seen like the clips. I watch the Unnamed weekly, so I do hear their little spiel.
It's been great.
Before we get further, I just want to throw out Drifter's Kitchen and Bar. If you're looking for a great brunch, we had a great selection there. I know this is Magic's first time in here since the brunch itself.
That was an awesome day. Can't wait to get back in
it's
there.
It's a great day. Look no further than 1464 Hancock Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. Drifters, they put on a hell of a show for everyone. I think there's another podcast going in there. Shout out to other podcasts. Dan Lifshitz, who's a 98.5 guy. I think they're going in to Drifters this weekend.
Oh.
I think they saw what we were doing and they're piggybacking.
Yeah,
they got a little horny. Yeah. They saw the boys in the booth and saw we were having a good time.
Yeah.
They were like, we want some free brisket French toast.
That shit was tight.
Naz sent me a pizza from Drifters this week that looks like a must try.
Jalapeno.
Bacon and pineapple.
So it was basically without the pineapple, it was a thing you had to follow.
But I love a little pineapple. I just don't think to do it. And I don't even know if Fowler's... Yeah, they do have pineapple.
Yeah.
But I've never thought to do it. Yeah. So Drifter, shout out.
Yeah.
That's a genius pizza right there.
Seems like they're switching up their op. I like a restaurant that keeps you on your toes. That doesn't have the same, plain menu every, call it monthly.
No, you stick with the classics and then like the trim, like you can just like mix that up.
I was pleasantly surprised by what they hit our table with. And that was just brunch item. So
yeah, I would love to fry a turkey in that back there. would be great. We have the technology.
Yeah, exactly. It can be done.
Well, let's talk to him about it.
Yeah, we'll get into it. What we'll get into is the 200th episode shine. So I've been kind of watching a couple clips of the past, call it 6 years since we've been we started September 12th of 2019. On Mass Music Radio with Shlomo and Jimmy from the Q. Shout out to them. Shout out to producer Justin, everyone who's been a part of this. It's been awesome. Not just like, coming here every week, but like just gaining relationships with people we would never meet. I think that's awesome. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of like the greatest example, we were in Zay Flowers' house. That guy's catching passes from
a crazy
two-time
moment.
NFL MVP.
You stole my all-time. That is all-time moment. We whose car was it? That was Craig's whatever car he was on. We got all the equipment in his car. Shout out Showtime, wherever you are. If you're in Guatemala, if you're in Florida, wherever the fuck you are, yeah, shout Guantanamo. Out to you, Showtime. Got in his car. We were on the BC campus within, you know, 15, 20 minutes with the way he drives.
If Showtime was in Hawaii and you booked Zay Flowers in his apartment, he would have found a way to get here and get the crew here.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Got him with a shirt. You know, I'm sure he has a sick place in Baltimore, Miami, wherever he resides now. But we went into that apartment. We let it rip. I thought that was a sick part of this whole thing.
I missed that one. That was tough. That was a tough miss.
Yeah, you bugged.
That was a tough miss.
What's been your favorite unhinged moment in this
probably
history?
Rough and Rowdy. Tough to not go Rough and
I know,
Rowdy
and
me.
It was like the start.
That was like week like three of
Steelers. Yeah, that's how it began.
Champ is here.
That started my podcast career in quite a trajectory. I was supposed to be like the producer, Magic Mike Minute, like coming with a pervy minute. And all of a sudden, I got the bright lights quick.
I rewatched.
Went to my head.
I rewatched the other day when you had that press conference in like the background there. Like,
the press conference episodes are great. Those were all great episodes. The operator shooting me.
Yeah,
I wish skits. The Magic Mike Minutes, honestly, big highlight for me.
I wish we had more chance to do skits and shit like that, because that shit was so
they were
fun.
Tough to keep up with.
And how do you build off that storyline? And of course, like, I don't think you want to fight like 10 fucking Rough and Rowdy fights either. No. So it was just a big hype up over one.
Yeah,
your brother, which was sick.
I got my moment. I got my moment. I capitalized.
Want to know what Rough and Rowdy? Chance
I actually showed a video to a kid at shout out Legal Seafoods. Chestnut Hill.
Oh, okay.
Shout out Legals. Haven't been there in a long time. Great meal. I don't know if you guys have been in a while, but great meal.
Been to Legal, not the Chestnut Hill one though.
Yeah.
Probably that's probably a great one.
It was a fantastic vibe. Great server. Shout out to Eduarda. Shout out to the bar staff. But at the end, we were talking a little. Barstool came up and I was like, was on Rough.
I'm literally a champion.
He wasn't buying. He was like, no shot. And I was like, oh boy.
Let me go get the belt.
I haven't pulled that out in a long time. Yeah, my brother still gives me shit for holding on to that jacket.
You should hold
on. Like it's a Letterman. But it is what it is. I love that jacket.
Whenever your day comes, it will be over a tombstone.
It should be. Where it belongs.
I'm just going to roll through some great, you know, classics here. I think one of them, too. I'm just going up the list here. So UFC fighter, local guy, Chris Montino, he fights a guy, Sean O'Malley, who's, you know, a UFC champion. I think former champion. I don't know if he has the belt or not.
Former champion.
Former champion.
Me, Rob.
But he literally just got bought. Like, he just kept taking hit after hit. And it should have went the full distance because he was not going to go down. And I DM'd, I called whatever his manager. And, you know, 2 days later, I think we had him on the show. I think we were like the first people to have him on.
That
since,
was big.
Since
yeah,
he
legitimately had like the black eyes still and whatnot. Yeah. Like, he was still like fucked up.
he was at the gym, wasn't he? Didn't he do the interview like from the back stairs of it, like the gym he was working
at?
Yeah,
it almost looked like a Waffle House. It was like insane.
That was a tough miss for me. I missed that one because that one was just like on the spot. Like you guys were like,
we had to do it.
You guys were like, he's down to do it in like 2 hours, and I was like, I'm at work. I can't fucking do that.
Sometimes you just gotta go, right?
Yeah. Scott Zolak fresh out of bereavement,
backup quarterback,
RIP to whoever bereavement he was at. Scott Zolak. When I saw him, I tied him down. I said, we need you in studio. And he said, I got you.
And he came in here. It was hot as shit. He could barely breathe. I don't know if he's in better shape or not then, but he certainly was not then. And then, like I said, Papa Naz happened to be out to dinner with him. He said, good luck to the boys in the live show, because we're having the live show the next day. That was just a month ago. Short of that. Pretty tight shit.
And Johnny Damon left his anniversary dinner to
that was
FaceTime
huge. That was huge.
In the middle of Park City, Utah. Probably just a beautiful place I've never been to.
People forget about that. Johnny Damon left the table. He's at an anniversary dinner to speak with us.
He's still killing it. I mean,
that's crazy.
I heard his drink is happens to be losing some money, which, you know, that happens. You know, you gotta cut your cost. No, the A game, oh, okay. It's not doing as well, but it is in stores still. And, you know, people are still working for it.
It's a competitive industry, nature. That drink industry.
Yeah, yeah, dude. You know what I mean? Gatorade, they got the market cornered. Definitely. Stuff like that. Yeah, Celsius.
But a guy who was a champion with the Red Sox and champion with for the Yankees, I mean, just a guy who couldn't miss being on this podcast. I don't know. Like, I'm sure Steele has his, you know, 04 stuff, but you got it back with the 09. So.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. Arvidsson, goal. Bruins up 2-1.
Nice. I mean, we'll get to the Bruins, but oh Lord. Oh,
we're
Lord.
Live.
We are live.
I have one more moment.
Yeah, keep going.
I fucking slipped my mind. Oh, Menery.
Menery, yeah.
Tracking down Bob Menery.
That's you.
Shout out to Showtime. That was more Showtime.
You
want to
run
sure,
that story back for the listeners?
We had been tracking Bob Menery for a long, long time, and we'd get whiffs of him. He would give us the Martini Boys. Also, shout out to them. They were trying to lock him down for us too. And then finally, a fateful morning, he said he needed vapes, and who better than Showtime, Craig? To come and deliver that vape to him and just say, while I'm here, can we come record a podcast today? And lo and behold, Bob Menery, the crazy psycho he is, said, fuck it, let's go do it.
Oh, wow.
Bang.
And the boys were there.
And then next thing you know, these mics we're recording on right now were bought by Bob.
Wow.
Why right he bought here. These for us, I don't know.
It's but probably the money matter. He still owes Showtime, but I guess everyone owes each other money.
Everyone
nowadays.
Owes each other money.
Yeah, hey, Venmo, you know.
But Bob was a great guy.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic podcast.
Since I'm going up the list, down the list, I should say, since, you know, we got Quincy local ties here, having the mayor in, that was a pretty good day in general. I kind of what did we talk about? What's going to be up there for Grumpy Whites?
And, which is now condos instead of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, so we...
That's tough.
Failed there.
Hate to see that.
Again, not even getting too much more
political. Well, we're talking politics. Can we secure Ian Kane?
Yeah, of course. He can come
he's
on.
My new white whale next to Menery.
Whenever he's on, wants to come on anytime.
All right.
I think he's done with the city council. I think he's going for something better.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, elections just happened, so he's probably got some free time now, right? Or is he beyond Quincy elections?
I don't think he's like on like
he
politics.
He took himself off the ballot.
He's just full time crypto maybe now.
Yeah, but perfect. I think he finishes out.
We'll have him on to explain.
He finishes out December, and that's it. Since we're going here, I'm just gonna keep rolling. Todd Angeley coming in singing the national anthem. That was
pure
something
big moment.
That was episode 101, so that was right after the century
big
mark.
Moment.
That was within the last 3 years. And then if we didn't like say this kid's name, then I think we'd be in trouble. Bobby Lights Out Lang is our staple number one.
Of course.
Sure, he'll be fighting again soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out PJ Campbell boxing on December 13th.
Fuck
I'll
yeah.
be shocked if Lights Out Lang's not in that fight
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, no, he's
unless
trying
he's
to get
hurt,
on everything.
I don't know.
PJ had an injury. Wasn't there something that...
Yeah, I think he had a herniated
disc.
But it sounds like he's going to be back and better than ever. And
I would love to see a live fight.
He's training.
He's a big boy. Yeah. He's fucking... Makes it happen.
He's good.
There.
He's good. Everyone who's seen him in training says he's fucking a beast.
I love that. And then, yeah, I have to shout out the local guys who stuck out with us since day one. Kyle Sekira, the New England Free Jacks, Joey Boats Romano, who's literally our guy. Like I almost walked away from that Drifters live show being like, he should just be on the show at this point.
He should. Shout out Joe.
Yeah. I listened to some of the stuff. That was a cool podcast he was on last week of,
was it a good one?
I listened to like the clips. It was good banter, good stuff.
He had a great freestyle he just dropped.
Yeah.
Always.
I don't know how we've never secured a freestyle in all the times he's been in these chairs.
And then my last, I mean, we can just keep on going on all night if we want. But NFL Fan of the Year nominee, T. Fortin Barnes. The Buffalo Bills woman, if you want me to dummy it down for you. She's been great. We have to get her back on when that game's gonna be for the division with the Bills and Pats. Yeah. And could be a good segue into the Patriots.
That could be a great time for her to come on.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We have some fans' questions. We didn't forget about you. Let's see what we got. So the first one.
Shout out Coach Reed.
Yeah. He was the first.
Nice snipe show.
Bleachers.
Yeah, that had
He was episode one of the after the trial run.
The COVID times?
No, it was post that.
Oh, okay.
Just there. We lost those episodes, including Jeremy Swayman, because when we transferred over, they didn't transfer over, which is okay, which is all right. Not the end of the world.
Well, that did happen for the people. For the people who caught it, I'm glad you did. Yeah. Someone mentioned that to me recently.
I've been trying to dig those. I can't find them anywhere.
All the guests, was like, "I can't believe you got Coach Reese."
That was.
I was like, that's why I thought of it. That is a great guest.
Priority number one. First question here. You could do a whole 3-hour podcast on this, but top 200 second basemen of all time. Thanks.
Top what?
Top 200 second basemen of all time. So if we wanted to go like up and down that.
Yeah.
I'll just answer that question quick. Shout out Whitey there from South Carolina. I'll just go Jose Altuve. I mean, he's destroyed the Yankees, you know, year in and year out.
Short midget bitch. Fuck that guy.
Clutches on
cheating scumbag. It's typical Naz to be like, oh, the cheating scumbag. He's my favorite fucking player.
I think he's the best second baseman, at least of our generation.
Couldn't hold Jeff Kent's jockstrap. Fuck that guy.
I at least wish you said Jeff Kent's mustache.
I'm shocked you didn't go Pedroia.
Pedroia is, I mean, a dirt dog. He just didn't have the longevity.
That's your guy, though.
He's probably my favorite player of all time. unsung hero that no one talks about, Mark Bellhorn. That guy kicked ass.
Bellhorn was great. Yeah.
Gross.
Give me some more second basemen. Toss some more
Orlando
names.
Orlando Hudson.
Robinson Cano.
Orlando Cabrera.
Robbie Cano was good. Robbie Cano was very good.
Good pick.
Very good player.
I don't want to go Pedroia, but not many more coming to my head for some reason.
I mean, how many second basemen have ever been the MVP of, you know, of their respective league?
Okay, we're gonna go. Early Yankees, Alfonso Soriano.
Oh, good pick.
40-40 guy. Right, 40-40 guy.
There's some good Yankees.
I love Soriano. Good.
He went to left field. Everyone forgot. He was a second baseman.
He was the best.
He was fucking
That's
nasty.
A great call. Now I got to look up. You guys have had good calls minus Naz. Your Altuve call totally missed.
What are you talking about?
You took that opportunity to give a low blow to Steele. I don't know what's up with.
He's the best second baseman in the last 25 years.
How are you not sucking Pedroia's dick right there for the pick?
It's a longevity. He was great. I loved Pedroia, but let's get real here.
Literally just cheated. Pedroia is
your guy. You are a Pedroia guy.
Altuve literally walked off a guy who's 5 feet bigger than him to end a series.
I don't care.
Second one from Shirtless Jack.
I'm going to work on my second baseman.
Yeah, yeah. Shirtless Zach. I think this question might be pointing towards Anton. Just straight up, why are you gay?
Wait, what was this?
Shirtless Zach just said, why are you gay?
Is that Zach Deegan?
Yeah, Zach from Quincy. We'll call it. We won't
fucking expose him. he's going to ask questions like that.
To answer the question here, none of us are gay. Appreciate the feedback. But
No Anton here, though, to fucking defend himself.
Yeah, I think Anton's not here to defend himself.
Reverse it back on him. Why are you gay?
Yeah, why are you gay?
Zach?
Yeah.
Are you gay?
No shirt on. I mean, it's
a pretty gay. It's a pretty gay fucking handle.
Is. By the way, perfectly fine to be gay if anyone's listening to this right now. Just perfectly fine. Just...
It's okay, Naz. We should have been canceled a long time ago.
For the record, shirtless Zach, that's pretty gay. Yeah. Here's a pretty generic one. Best and worst moments in that time, so the last 6 years for the podcast. We named a lot of best stuff. What's kind of the worst?
Worst moments.
Personally,
I mean, a personal one for me was Kings of Combat. That was tough.
That was a tough scene.
A lot, of people down that day.
I'd probably
let the show down.
Yeah, personally, when I got 2 gallons dumped on my head outside there.
It was like a half gallon, dude.
No, it was two.
You legit missed.
No, that one's different.
Okay, you know, you're right.
I did it by myself.
You're right.
No,
yeah.
The two, though, that was tough because that was, I definitely, you know, going back to it, the first time I did it, I just missed half my head, which I guess, you know, isn't too hard here, but I would say, you know, double milk.
Milk.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I've had to sit here after some pretty devastating defeats of teams I root for. So it's going to be one of those. I can't, I don't know which one to put above the others.
Yeah, because were we doing the podcast when...
But I've had, there have been some episodes that was just like everyone else on this podcast. Like, hey, let's go shit on Steel tonight.
Yeah.
And that's several times.
Mm. But what Bruin... When the Bruins lost to the Blues, were we doing the podcast? I don't think so.
I think so.
Yeah, we were.
We were?
I think we were.
That was during the Gloria heydays.
Yeah, that was the low point of life. That was all time bad. I was like 07 Pats than that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other.
Let's talk about something cool.
Yeah.
fuck that question.
Fuck you, the real nasty shout out. Here's something real from the Michael Nelson. Shout out there. Hey Rags.
Hey Rags.
Will the Celtics hit
champs
over 41.5 wins? The way Derek White has played. Also, will you guys set up a summer golf tournament? Well, since I'm really actually, I heard Magic's been getting on the course, but I would say half of us don't play, so that could be a tough predicament.
Could be fun though,
but it could be really fun. A lot of organizational skills though.
Yeah,
out of that. On the Celtics point, they can't rebound. There hasn't been a guy to step up after Jaylen Brown too much. I mean, they kind of dummied the Wizards last night. We'll get into the Celtics maybe a little later. But this three-point philosophy without a bunch of shooters isn't realistic. I don't think it's going to
Make an adjustment. They definitely have an over 500 record, though.
Yeah.
I think 100%. I think 100% over.
Yeah, that means going 42-40. I think that's going over.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's all.
What's their record right now?
It's like 2-3. Some short.
Yeah, it's beginning of the year.
Early days. Beginning.
Yep. Good luck and congratulations. So that was the last one.
Nice.
So
we could get a golf tournament going.
Yeah, we could.
Stay tuned.
Way to get it in our heads.
I might as well. That's a good transition for me to talk about the Internet Invitational.
Yeah,
has got me pumped for golf.
Yeah,
it's a golf tournament.
What stood up?
Didn't know the. You don't know what it is.
No, I've seen like the flyers.
Yeah,
like,
it's
some
like
of
Barstool, but also whoever Bob does sports. I don't really pay too much attention to that crew, but I think they're like another Barstool-esque type crew of guys. Yeah.
Social media.
They mainly focus on golfing though, but this thing is just like a invitational of Barstool guys, those guys,
and
other YouTube guys, some electric characters. There's a dwarf, Chaz, on there who's just phenomenal at golf.
I've seen
love that.
He's awesome.
Love that.
He's probably stealing the show.
Who's the old guy that like looks rough and has it?
The Duke?
Yeah,
the Duke. The Duke's ripping six. He's the best. He's the me.
Sounds like I support the Duke.
I was listening
to him. And he shoots very weird. He's got like a crazier shot than Happy Gilmore. And he's got like...
Like a little Charles Barkley, but like it's good.
No, he's got. I'll have to show you.
So they said. So they did that in the Ozarks, whatever the nice course is there. And the guy, the Duke, after it ended, he stayed in the Ozarks for an extra month.
Did he?
Just ripping it.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Him and Chaz have stolen the show. Bunch of good golfers. Paige Sporanek's still on the show too with her tits.
I'm hearing a lot of hate about the Vaughn guy, the Asian guy. Yeah,
This is also for $1 million. That's what they're playing for. And the Asian guy, day one, decided to miss his tee off.
Oh, you can't do that. He got hit with a five hole.
And he didn't even look like he cared.
He didn't care, which was insulting to Portnoy.
Oh yeah,
Kirk said if he was there, he would have beat the bag out of him.
I am very upset that Kirk isn't there. Well, Kirk is great.
There's
going to
be a second
content.
One. There's going to be a second one, and he's going to be in it.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Okay,
I heard that today.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. That's big.
That's one of my white. Are they white whales? Is that what we're
Kirk Minahan?
I would love to give Kirk on.
Yeah,
that.
I would love to get roasted by Kirk.
I think he would just run circles.
This is how. Let's see if it shows how he shoots. But he's ripping a butt here.
Yeah, gets a cigarette. Classic, love the do-rag.
He's got my type of
weird style.
What the fuck was that?
And he plays in a do-rag in these types. He's just a great character.
No, that's a winner. Yeah,
We should try and get the Duke too while we're at it.
Yeah.
All I know is golf content, YouTube content's kind of electric.
Yeah.
I've been watching it for a while now.
I can't do the 3 hours, but like
I love it.
Like the clips. Yeah, good for you. Good for you getting on. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe golf is next for me.
I would love that for you.
Once Miles gets the championship and takes down HT, which we will next year, it might be on to golf.
Gotta stay focused. I am focused.
Like that's the only focus.
Why can't you do both?
I think it fucks with the swing. Too many people complain.
That's fair.
That's a great answer.
That's a good answer. I have to get the
championship before I commit to this golf endeavor.
Yeah,
of course.
But I do think Mike Nelson, maybe he wants to get in on organizing it.
Yeah, maybe we
recruit some help.
He was there at Drifters that day. Shout out to Michael from Wollaston, now Weymouth. I don't know how to explain it without saying his name.
I know Joey Boats would be in to help with that because he's fucking good at golf.
Is he?
He's solid.
Yo, I heard.
He golfs a lot.
I was hearing through the... Can I say that you guys golf together? Didn't you guys golf together?
We've hit it 2 times. We might go this weekend, actually.
Where'd you go? Anywhere good?
Just Presidents both times.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's where you got to go.
That's probably where it should be.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I know that course like the back of my hand.
Yeah. Do you like that hole, too? Yeah. The small one where you fucking take ground balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suck. I really do. Yeah, I got some work to do.
Yeah.
There's no easy hole ever for me there on any course.
Just hit your drive and then play Joey Boats' ball. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. I need a scramble. That's what I need. Yeah.
Scrambles are fun. Tournaments are fun. Playing with 4 guys, playing best ball. Good stuff. Hopping into the team of the region right now in the New England Patriots. Sitting at 7-2 after winning six great games, winning a tight one, 24-23 over the Atlanta Falcons. You know, still just thoughts after, you know, not too much of a convincing win, but, you know, a win. So, fuck it.
No, win's a win, but they should have won by at least like 20.
Yeah.
Like, they fucked that up bad. I mean, they absolutely dominated the first half, blew it on the final drive right before the half.
Mm.
Drake Maye's fumbled. I mean, Drake Maye has been phenomenal all year. I'm not breaking it down to one play. That was a tough one.
But
play by Will Campbell to stop the touchdown. Yeah. They did score a touchdown, like, few plays after, so didn't matter too much, but
I think that
two hands on the ball
game proved that game proved that this team runs on Drake Maye, that if he's not playing at his top, this team doesn't have too much of a chance. Like, he played great in the first half. They should have went up 3 scores, and then as soon as he fumbled, things didn't go their way. They couldn't really move the ball. And don't get me wrong, I guess it's not all on Drake Maye, but what I'm trying to say is, who is going to go out there and make big plays if he doesn't? If he doesn't really excel everyone around him, how is, you know, everyone, you know, receiving core, the running backs are hurt. Trevion Henderson, if he's your starting running back this weekend, how are they really going to, you know, expose their offensive threat if Drake Maye doesn't have it going on?
Especially with Booty out. Well, when he went out, it changed a lot for the offense. They looked a lot worse once he went down.
It seems like he doesn't trust really too many people to go in deep.
It should be all on him if he's a MVP candidate, no?
Agreed.
Like, I mean,
couldn't agree more.
This is your guy.
Yeah.
Like, he should 100%.
But the expectations.
When he's good, and he should be always good. If he's your guy and an MVP candidate.
The expectations, though, going into the year weren't this, that he was going to be at this level at this point, and he has excelled expectations. So what I'm hoping for is for him to continue to progress. I mean, he's got, what, seven to eight straight games now of over 100 passer rating, which is, I think, sitting alone with, like, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Peyton Manning, the only ones.
It is a wild.
All I'm hearing is he's got room to fall.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room. There's a lot of room back to
I won't say him individually. I'll say this team has.
I just hope people aren't propping him up too much.
I will say they should, because the way he's played. But I'm saying this.
Yeah, he's played great.
This team in general, you know, going to the playoffs, Super Bowl contenders, all of that is on the shoulders of number 10 there.
Well, one thing it's that crazy about this week's game is, like, preseason, like, who would have thought Pat's Bucs would be like the game of the week?
Yeah. Tony Romo.
Like, Jim Lance. Legitimately, like, record wise, like, pretty much the game
7-2,
of the week.
7-2, 6-2.
Like, two first place teams. Yeah, like, who fucking would have
thought it? I wouldn't have thought it record wise. Yeah. Game of the week for me, it always would have been.
No. This podcast circled it. Yeah.
This is game of the week for sure for the entire NFL.
Yeah.
But it's a huge game. It is in the NFL.
Before, you know, my last things.
Super Bowl contenders, you feel serious about that? Is that what people are saying?
What people are saying, but I also think the AFC is wide open. I think that's another thing to look at. That's why I'm a little positive and negative about them doing nothing at the trade deadline.
Didn't they just get a receiver, okay, or am I wrong about that?
Like, practice squad guys. I don't think a receiver, though. I thought it was a running back.
For some, like, dude.
No, they traded away 2 guys and they didn't get it. They got a couple draft picks back, but they didn't. They could have gotten Breece Hall for a 3rd round pick. They didn't do it. I think what they're looking at is what the Commander situation was last year. They kind of went all in, got a guy like Marshawn Lattimore, who's a top corner in the league. But then when you do that, you take away your draft capital. This team hasn't really drafted well. to begin with. They need to start nailing drafts going forward. I think they only have about half their team in 2 years, half of their team contract wise will be gone. So it makes sense that they didn't do it. Did you want like a sexy pickup like Trey Hendrickson, a DN from the Bengals, kind of to get your edge rushers going, losing a backup in Deion White, getting more depth in there? Yeah, but can you kind of live with a 7-2 record, playing above expectations with an easier schedule, with a clear path for postseason play? I kind of like it. I don't think you should really mess with it too much.
No, I agree. I don't think with the teams we've played and the youngness of the team, I don't think we should have gone like all in.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's early for that.
Yeah.
Like with this team.
I think in a year or two, yeah. But I don't think
we get one guy, we're winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, we're not there yet.
No. I think you're already in a position to your point of where I think this is the best it's going to be. I think your roster right now, it's probably mid, you know, I'd say it's in that teens category of, you know, teams in the NFL, how good your roster is. They've obviously been playing shitty teams, but you can only play who's on your schedule. They've been beating the teams consistently outside of last week. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. The Falcons have some talent, but they just have no coaching. Drake London, that's what the last thing I was going to say. He was a beast.
Oh, he was fucking amazing. Him and
Gonzalez, that was must-see TV. That fourth quarter, Drake London kind of took him down, but Gonzalez kind of put up a good fight there with two of the top players, you know, at their positions in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Drake London in the top 10 of his, I would say. But going forward here, I mean, I don't really have too many negatives. You look at outside to just conclude the wrap-up of last week's game. This what's the last name of the kicker from Miami? Brelages? Yeah, I just had a stroke there. Yeah.
Christ, man. Yeah.
It was between him and John Parker Romo. John Parker Romo gets cut, goes to the Falcons, misses the game, losing extra point. So that was just Mike Vrabel.
That extra point miss was...
It was tough.
That hurt me.
It's tough for all Tampa fans.
That was a very, like, old school in New England Patriots win.
Yeah, that was...
Like, sloppy. It's ugly. And then just, like, somehow, some way, like, the fucking kicker misses it and the Patriots win. Mm. And then they blame us for cheating.
Yeah, that was the best part.
It was fucking incredible. It was throwback
stuff. That was the best part.
It was awesome, dude. Once I saw that, I was like, fuck, we're back. God damn it.
They said after the game, if you can learn from your wins, like, and you don't have to, like, you don't lose, you can just learn from your wins. And that just reminded me of the Patriot way of the last 20-some
years. Yeah, and like, I mean, 28-3 Falcons fans, suck it.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Who cares? Fuck you guys.
Big game this week, though. The Patriots at Tampa Bay. Tampa coming off a bye.
Guys are fucked.
Bucky Irving hurt, questionable play. I think Chris Godwin's going to be out. Mike Evans is out basically for the season.
Don't love any of that.
Amika Buka has had a good year as a rookie.
Looks very good. Looks like a superstar.
You know, Baker Mayfield, top five, called a top 10 now, MVP candidate, according to the odds. Patriots going in there, still as dogs. Bucks favored by 3 points. I'll give you a four, Magic. Who do you want?
I love the Bucks here because the Patriots are due for a loss. One.
Yeah.
Two. I just love the Bucks here.
Yeah.
I just love them. I don't think this thing can be sustained any longer. The Patriots haven't had like a tough game since the Bills, really.
No, you're right. No.
This is a tough game.
Yep.
This is the type of game, if they win, I have to maybe change my tune.
Measuring stick.
I might have to change my tune. But I have like zero doubt that they don't pull this off.
Yeah.
I haven't watched them. I have no analysis on that.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Baker, but I know Baker's better than Drake May.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both having great years. Yeah. You got the Bucks.
I love both of them. I can't like.
No, yeah. The Bucks have been a great story. Yeah. Baker's absolutely killing it, which you love to see because he was pretty much nearing like fully given up on, and like now he's a franchise quarterback. He's in the MVP, and I mean their only two losses are to the Lions and Eagles, I think.
Yeah, so
are two very like you fucking lose those
respectable
games.
Losses.
Yeah, like, that's nothing.
I would say 4 or 5 of their wins are like last minute fucking comebacks by Baker Mayfield. So look out for that too.
Yeah, he'll do you dirty.
Yeah, I think this
he'll
game
make you cry.
Well, that was what made the Bills game so shocking. It's because we survived Josh Allen doing that, and we did that.
Yeah.
that was like, because Josh Allen fucking does that too. I think our defense can put a lot of pressure on him. I think they can do a good job. The secondary, Gonzalez Igbuka is going to be must-see TV.
Yeah, I think it's a tough spot for the Pats because you're hurting, you know, running back wise. Vita Vea has been eating people up, you know, their nose tackle.
Oh yeah, he's been a beast forever.
Has been eating up rushing attack forever. I think a big X factor in this game is going to be Trevion Henderson. If Jennings can bring anything to the table, setting up, you know, more options for Drake May. Drake May not having Kayshon Booty most likely. It's going to be a close one. I love the Patriots on the road here. I think they're going to take it.
I like the Patriots, and especially with the number one thing they need, we need the offensive line to play like they did the weeks leading up to last week.
Yeah.
They struggled a bit last week versus the Falcons. The Falcons do have a good pass rush. That's like the highlight of their team, kind of. But if they can play better...
I could see this.
Get some time. I like better protect Drake.
A last second field goal. I could see this, you know, both offenses shooting themselves in the foot, and it just comes down to what defense kind of plays better, who turns over the ball more. A last second kick by the guy, I can't even pronounce his name without having a stroke. Borgalis, right?
Yeah.
But nailed it.
Then, yeah, that was so much better.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened last.
All right, are we back or what?
Is there any... If they play like absolute shit and get absolutely dominated, does that change your feelings on these guys at all? Or you'll just say that was a tough game. We're back to playing loser teams to the Bills and we're okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yes and no. I would say it'd be a nice game to like, all right, come to realization with what we are this year. If they do get served by the Bucks. But I mean, they still after the Bucks, they have an easy schedule coming up. I mean, you talk about the Jets who just traded away their best two players, the Bengals who don't have Joe Burrow, Giants have sucked this year, and then I think the last two games that are big on your schedule, the Bills at home, and then the Ravens on the road, and then you have the Jets and Dolphins. So even after this, you still have a lot of cupcakes here. Where, I mean, don't get me wrong, the NFL you can get beaten on any week, any given week.
Yeah, I mean this. But that's what I mean. Could this be the start of the slide back to
Earth? It wasn't 2021 when they kind of went on their 5-6 game winning streak. I remember they played the Colts and kind of got ran out of the building. This is kind of I wouldn't say too similar situation, but an opportunity to where if they kind of get, you know, beat up a little bit, we'll see what happens with the rest of their schedule. I think
they're going to get beat up.
Yeah.
I'm actively rooting for them to get beat up. I'm putting it out there in the universe.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah.
I want a beat down in Tampa this
Sunday. We'll see what you get.
Let's get intern Andrew on the horn.
On the horn.
This is a good time to call him, I think.
I wonder if this is going to work. I think it'll work.
Who will he be rooting for?
Definitely Patriots.
We'll find out. Stay tuned.
Let's see if he answers a call here. Honestly, he's
big moment for him. He's fired if he doesn't answer.
He's been one of our worst interns, so we'll see how it goes.
He's absolutely fired if he doesn't answer this call. One time.
Can we hear it? Let's see. Intern Andrew. No, you can't really hear it. No. Hey, who's winning the game on Sunday, dude?
You want him, you got him.
This is Intern Andrew. We're the Stealing Ass podcast recording here.
Hi, how you
doing? Good. Are you going to show up for your shift or should I hang up?
What's up, intern?
When's the shift?
When's the what?
Right now.
It's right now.
This is your moment.
Who's winning the game on Sunday?
We're on the air right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're literally on the air.
I got Bobby next to me.
We want his pick, too.
All right. We're going Pats. Final score prediction, 27-23.
Okay.
They cover. I love it.
Are you at a local?
My underrated bet of the week is Matt Collins' anytime touchdown score.
Okay. All right. That's good value.
I absolutely love that. I'll send in some videos and everything for the tailgate. I'll get you guys as much as I can get.
Don't tempt us with a good time. Well, are you at a local establishment right now? We love shout outs of the local flavor.
We're at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Wow, that punt was fucking atrocious. Holy shit.
You guys,
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in front of the Tropicana Field.
Love
first
it.
First fucking sports stadium in the country.
Nice. Shout out the Rays.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully they're building the stadium.
Is Forbes there?
No, he's definitely not. He's not here.
What a pussy.
What a pussy. Before we let you go, what's your favorite Steel and Naz content of the last 200 episodes?
Oh, God. I don't know. That's tough.
All right. We'll let you go then.
Wait, let us give him a minute.
Yeah, no, Jesus Christ, man.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, get Bobby on the horn. Get Bobby on the horn.
Hey, talking to him.
Who's this?
We're on the airwaves. We got Bob from San Diego. How's everyone doing?
Fantastic. Bob, how are we doing?
What's up, Bob?
Hey, yeah, not too bad.
What do you think about the game this weekend?
Oh, the one I'm not going to be walking right for after tonight for about a week.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Good boy.
Yeah, Dead really showed up, ready to go.
I'm talking about about the Pats game, not Thursday Night Football, you meathead.
Good thing I bought it down 8. Now my kid's never going to go to college. You know what I mean? This is great. I love this.
Shouldn't have played high school soccer.
Yeah. What do you want? Now I'm going to have my favorite memory.
All right. What's the favorite memory? What's the favorite memory of the pod?
What was it? Yeah, here he is. Yep. There, you're hot. There you go.
Bob San Diego. Thank
my
you.
Favorite memory of the pod is when me, Naz, Bobby, Fitz, and Magic Mike went to
Mohegan Mondays. What a great call.
But we started at the Fowler House, and we were just destroyed.
We just made our way to Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
Won no we money that night of. Won a bunch the morning after. Magic was there.
Me and intern Andrew on the also, craps
also
table.
COVID night.
3 a.m.
Yeah. Didn't win a single dollar.
All right.
Might have took a cash advance out that night.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. All right, boys.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, intern Andrew.
Thank you.
Big for him. That's big. His stock's all-time high right now.
Yeah. It hasn't been high up.
It has room to go a little higher if he delivers Sunday.
Bobby in San Diego was quite the surprise, too.
Yeah,
very nice. I asked him about the game, and he was talking about Raiders-Broncos.
Yeah. He's locked in right now. He's probably
he's focused.
It's currently a 7-0 game. The Broncos are losing.
We love that.
Yeah. Ashton Jindy scored the first touchdown, not J.K. Dobbins. So
we hate that.
Tough go. What else we got here? All right, so we're about to get in five questions.
Final scores for the Pats?
Oh, final score? I got 31-28 final.
34-27.
Okay. So we're all around the same.
34-10.
18. Okay. There you go.
Was ready for you to rip 34-0.
I'll give the Pats a little respect.
Bob from San Diego said I had more thoughts.
Tell him to text him. Say we'll field your questions on the fly.
We'll field your questions. We'll field your questions here. Okay, so yeah, now we're going to hop into the five questions presented by the Law Offices of Patrick J. Foley. If you're looking for legal proper representation for first-time, anytime home buyers, look no further than 265 Willard Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. Patrick J. Foley, just a man on a mission. Saw that he got in the Archbishop Williams. There's this little monthly paper thing. He got a nice little highlight there. So shout
love
out Patrick
it.
There.
Love it.
Crushing it. Always crushing it.
It might be four today because I wrote the favorite episode of the podcast. Is that one? Have we named that yet?
I think we went through that.
Yeah, I think we went through that. So we already went through number one. Actually, we'll substitute instead. Bobby from San Diego said number one, when did Paul Perilla lose his balls on Kalshi? What's Kalshi?
That's like a betting thing. Like
okay.
A betting app.
Why did we have to wait? All right, these are just...
what is it? Finish it off. I got to know. Is it an off-air kind of question?
No, it just doesn't make any sense. Why don't the Patriots want to win the Super Bowl?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think they're doing as best as they can. I don't think the roster can get any better than it is right now. I also would have liked another running back, but yeah, that's a good point there. It's a good point from Bob from San Diego.
Yeah. Why? Maybe they should be pushing the envelope and realizing this is as close as they're going to ever get again.
Another one, since we're just on it, has Jesus booked a flight to Tampa for Sunday yet? Because I have my aunt's nursing home fund on the Patriots money line. Wow, that's great.
Let's go.
These are fantastic.
Intern Andrew and intern Bob. Big gamblers, big hearts.
Yeah,
big guys show up. They love their football. They love this stuff.
Honestly, Bob, that was Bob's first entrance. I think it's entry level Bob. I don't think he's an intern.
Entry level Bob.
But he's here now. He's a friend of the pod.
I'm going to make sure I'm hammering both of them through text, telling them, get us a little content.
Yeah, a little content.
Maybe even if it's just like a chug in the parking lot before the game.
Let it rip.
Just get
loose.
A hot dog review, anything.
Oh, that'd be something. Okay, question number two, since Bobby kind of took all the number one questions. Are the Boston Bruins back?
No.
Yes.
So
I've seen enough.
They went 3-0. They lost like the next basically seven, and then they won like four in a row, something like that.
Correct.
And they won a big shootout the other night.
They have a winning record, and they're winning right now
against a team that's superior to them currently.
And killed them 7-2 last time they played.
Like this
a week ago.
This guy who scored in the shootout might be the next Marchand on this team.
Yes, Kuditsa Dunov.
Yeah, Kuditsa Dunov.
That's our first line center, baby.
Yeah, he is like...
He's a real deal.
Yeah, he's 5'11". Like, I mean, like he looks way smaller out there. He looks... how big's Marchand? Marchand's got to be like 5'10". I'm not even going to look that up.
Love Arvidsson, though.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
A lot of these guys, it's some fun hockey so far. Through 15, 16 games that I think they were going to be at this record. No. So it's great to see. But can they do it for a full 82? Can they even just do it for half a season? I don't know.
This weekend at the beginning of next week, they have a home and home versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. And if we sweep that, they're all the way back.
Yeah. If they sweep
all the way back.
Is there another?
All right. That's something to check. Entry level Bob, still coming in hot.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll mention those, but every episode.
But Pasta's also like very bad. Pasta went nowhere.
Yeah, Morgan
neither did Morgan Geeky.
Team high, nine goals. He's got a chance to get to 30-40 this year. I think he was in the 30s last season. Yep. Our guy from the pod here, Jeremy Swayman, he's been playing okay. I like the split. I think it's like, what are they, 15 in? I think he's got 9. I think Corpusello's got 6. So I like how they're, you know, kind of bouncing back and forth. I don't think that duo, there shouldn't be a guy playing, you know, 15-1. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, Swayman's looked pretty split. Good the past few games, bouncing back from the he was the goalie of the other Ottawa game, which was just a disaster.
Yeah, he's never been like. He's never had a year where he's been dominant as a number one goalie. So I think the best thing to do, Marco Sturm is the head coach, who I've kind of loved so far, by the way, just benching people, not really giving a shit.
Oh, yeah.
Is not making sure that he does all the work.
Dude, there's like five players on that team that like are guaranteed to be on the team next week.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. Play your ass off if you're on the fucking ice, man.
Yeah, and if you're not, find someone else. He benched fucking Pasternak.
Fucking play.
Yep. That was kind of our Bruins there. Question number three. Sunday's best NFL bet you have.
The number one thing you should do, and this is like, it's just not gambling, but like, don't be such a degenerate to bet on the Browns and Jets.
I was literally going to go
be there. Fucking better. Just be a better human being. Like, you just should have nothing to do with that game.
I was gonna go Jaguars Texans because Davis Mills playing quarterback for the Texans. I like the Jags. That is honestly my personal lock of the week. But I wanted to dummy it down. Think there was no game. Just pretend that there's no games besides the Browns and the Jets at 1:00. Browns on the road, favored by 2.5 against a gutless fucking Jets team. Fucking hit them while they're down. Browns all day by 3, probably going to be the worst game you'll ever see.
See, I see that they traded everything and the Browns suck so much. It might be the Jets, dude.
Yeah.
It might be the Jets.
Everyone's looking at the Pats, Bucks game of the week.
Yeah, Bucks is a lock. That's my bet.
I think the Browns Jets could go go up there and rival it.
I would sell the Jet. Like, I would not want my name associated with the Jets.
No.
Like, that dude is way richer than I am. But, like, dude, I just wouldn't want my name associated with that franchise. Like, I would just sell them. Like, I would just, like, continue to make money in whatever other business that guy owns.
How do they even get sponsorship nowadays? I mean, I guess they're in New York, so you're going to get it no matter what, but it's got to be some regional sponsors. I know.
So they say.
We don't have to get political
so
here.
So they say.
So
I don't know nothing.
Sunday Night Football, we'll all make picks here. Actually, this is the reason why the Pats Bucks didn't get flexed to Sunday Night Football. Steelers on the road against the Chargers. Chargers sitting at 6-3, favored by 2.5 points. Steelers coming in 5-3. I think biggest win of the season. They just beat someone pretty good. Who they beat? They beat the Colts, who's been the hottest team in the league. Mm-hmm. Chargers favored by 2.5. I'm going to sit pretty here and go with the Steelers on the road. Better well coached. I think, you know, they're finding their footing at the right time. I think this is a Steelers win where the Chargers just never win in prime time. I'm just not giving them anything until they actually win.
I agree. I'm with you on the Steelers, and it's pretty much the same thing you were saying. It's like the Steelers have been doing the Steeler thing where they just like kind of like grit out this like 20-14 victory.
Yeah.
And the Chargers are just a historically team that loses that game.
Yeah.
Like just like throughout the history of the Chargers, they play like the gritty, tough team. And they lose by like missing the field goal at the end.
By the way, I know that no one gives a fuck about anyone's fantasy football team, but Cam Dicker, the fucking kicker on the Chargers, 15 points a week. Like that guy is just money. Dicker, the kicker. I mean, that's great.
He was born for it. Literally. Yeah.
Who do you got? Steelers, Chargers.
Madison. The Chargers.
Yeah, Justin Herbert dating. You know Madison Beer. Do you know her?
No, who is she? Sounds familiar.
I don't know who she is. She's a good looking girl, but
having a great year too. He's having a great year.
We're riding high in Cali.
There you go.
Cali and Florida. That's all Magic knows.
Yeah, Cali and Florida, all I know.
All he needs.
And also another, you know, up for the matchup of the week, Monday Night Football here. You have the Eagles, 6-2, on the road against the 5-2-1 Green Bay Packers. Packers favored by 1.5 at home. Packers usually play great at home here. But I got to side with the reigning Super Bowl champions here. I think Jalen Hurts is going to come in. Saquon Barkley is going to run all the way down Micah Parsons here. They've battled before with the Giants and Cowboys. Love the Eagles. Eagles actually underdogs in this game. It's a 2-point spread. And I'm taking the Eagles.
Eagles is dogs. Absolute no-brainer.
Yeah.
Absolute easy. I mean, the Packers still just don't know about them. We were talking about it on the live show at Drifters. Like, Jordan Love gets like MVP like hype and like I've just like I've never seen it.
Yeah, never.
I've just literally like no dude good. Like he's definitely NFL quarterback.
I think
like,
he's the type who beats up on bad teams and when it comes to like brass tacks.
But there's just like
nothing.
No reason that I should believe that he should lead them to beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
There's like just no reason
insane.
I should think that.
Insane. That's kind of all the picks we had here. Eagles. You got Eagles?
Eagles.
Eagles. Okay, here we go.
Always a Philly guy.
I have a quick cut through that we're going to comment here. This is Bill O'Brien following. You know, Bill O'Brien used to coach for the Pats. Coaches BC, 1-8 record, just attacking a reporter.
1-8 now the season BC. I've heard from a lot of fans.
I'm really glad. You know, I'm glad you're down. I'm not down. Nobody's down. We're fighting. We're competing. You know, it's the second year of this program, Mike. You always come in here with these down questions. Like, you show up, like, once a month or something like that. You come in here with these down questions. I'm not down. I don't know what year you graduated from BC, but this is a program that we're building. Nobody here's down. We're positive. We're going to show up and play our asses off against SMU. You can go out there in your dark, clouded world or whatever it is and do what you want to do. We're not down. The sun is up, and we're fighting. That's my message to the fans. What's up, Trevor?
Love this guy.
The what's up, Trevor's sick.
Yeah,
love
I think, that guy. I think that was I think it said it itself. I mean, I hate BC to begin with, but I do love Bill O'Brien. They call him the teapot? That's what Tom Brady said. He would like eventually just blow up like all the time. He was the offensive coordinator with the Patriots. If you didn't know, he like has a long history, coached the Texans too. But I just, the question was originally, would you take shit as a reporter from BC coach Bill O'Brien?
I have very long advocated that like, players and everything should just literally be able to tell reporters to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he did.
I absolutely agree with that. Yeah. Like, reporters are all snobby. Like, I'm depressed. You have to answer my question. Like, you should be able to just flip them off and be like, shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah, you should 100% be able to do that. Yeah. I completely agree with Bill O'Brien. Fuck that guy.
He didn't even fucking go at him too hard.
No, that was that was a nice at somebody. Yeah. That was like a very respectful.
That fired up. That was fired me up for BC football.
I think that did too.
It's a sunny day. We're ready to fight.
Like, that was fucking tell him to fuck off while answering his question. Like, that was a very good job.
The general opinion, like, in fuck general opinions, but like, is saying that he went too hard at the guy, which is that's fucking bullshit.
Absolute pussies. Grow up. Should have told that guy to kick rocks and get the fuck out of the stadium. Like, are you kidding me?
You're here once a month. That was fucking sick.
Yeah, no, good shit. Yeah, dude. Go write your fucking column, dude. So, get out of my face.
I know the kid from my work, the kid Trevor. I know him personally.
Nice. So fucking he's right.
Like, I guess they're making shirts that just say "Sup, Trevor."
That's awesome.
It's kind of sick.
No, that's unreal. That's unreal.
Last but not least, what is a top top movie or TV show that you would bring up first right now?
Like 2 days ago, finally caught the movie Weapons.
Oh yeah, good stuff.
Fucking great flick.
Crazy.
I might watch that tonight.
That was a great flick. Highly recommend.
Yeah, we won't spoil it, but like, what a crazy kind of
It was all over the place. Yeah,
like. I had no, like, why are the, yeah, what, yeah, I can't, don't even I can't tell spoil me. It.
No,
can't,
yeah, no spoilers, go. But can't definitely
heard,
go watch
I've heard
it.
Nothing but good things about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go watch it. It was fucking awesome.
Great one. That was a good one.
All right, I'll tune in.
I did watch Task, that, like, miniseries on HBO. Great stuff. They had the guy from Ozark, the brother there. He was sensational.
No. I'm in that right now.
What?
The brother from Ozark?
Yeah, the Laura Linney's brother in it with the long hair who was making out with Julia Garner.
You'd recognize if you saw him. Like, you'd be like, oh, that guy. Like, you would. He's a very high-ranking member of the, like, oh, that
Pull
guy.
Him up.
See, and I jinxed the fucking Bruins. God damn it.
This fucking guy.
Fucking Claude Giroux scored, dude. What are you
this guy,
doing?
No, you don't know this guy? Tom Pelfrey?
Well, yeah, no, I watched Task, and that was going to be the show I brought up as well, but okay. I didn't know he was from fucking Ozark.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah,
I didn't
things.
Recognize him. He was in a one season, so, I mean, it's likely that you'd...
What was
he was also in the Iron Fist, which sucked.
They were doing great Delco accents in that Task.
In that one? Yeah,
well, him specifically. Yeah. Great. I love a good Delco accent.
Mark Ruffalo played a great, like,
nailed it.
Drunk fucking...
You watched that one yet, Taz?
I haven't finished, but I'm in there. I am watching. I am watching. I've been loving it. I am loving it. I'm like halfway through. I am exactly halfway through, I think.
I've been watching the Murdaugh stuff again. Have you heard about that family?
The Murdaughs. I've heard of it. I just didn't see it.
They made like a new on Hulu. Like usually they do it like a documentary style, but this one they like made actors play out.
Oh, like a show?
Yeah,
okay.
Show.
That's interesting. You know,
they made it. It was interesting. It's good stuff.
Because I was about to say, family. I think there was like 8 documentaries released on that at one time. So it's about to be like another one. But no, if it's like a live action show of it, that's kind of cool. Show.
Yeah,
check that out.
Patricia Arquette, who plays that one of the main characters in Severance, she was like, she's perfect for one of those like crazy shows.
She's
like
very
that.
Good in it.
She's nasty.
The guy who plays the dad is very good. Very fucked up.
Oh, nice.
So. I guess
I'll
that's mine, but Task would have
been
mine.
To get in.
So that's a double on Task.
Yeah, I haven't been a huge Hulu guy besides The Bear. I watch The Bear. That's about it.
Bear's
but
a great
I'll get
show.
On that.
Handmaid's
Tale. I totally forgot. I have one must watch show.
Yep.
The Chair Company. Tim Robinson.
The Chair. Yep. I missed that one
HBO.
Too.
HBO.
That one's like his right up
I'm
his alley.
In.
Oh, yeah. I've watched every episode. The fact that it like... That's the name of it and how it gets into like that's what it is fucking
how it's gonna end. I cannot wait to see.
Oh yeah,
I'll
just give you the brief plot point. It's about this guy. I don't even want to go. Yeah, it's about a chair conspiracy.
Yeah,
he doesn't
even work for the
chief. His chair, he sat in a chair, broke, and he thinks it's a massive, giant conspiracy, and it honestly looks like it could be, so now none of us know what's going
and
on.
And it's, I think you should leave, like, humor.
Yeah,
like, you know,
that guy's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
he's the best.
HBO, it's fucking...
Watch Friendship, too, if you haven't. Is that the one with him?
Yeah,
and Paul Rudd.
That one...
He can't miss that, dude.
Yeah, that one was just, like, for his stuff, wasn't... the best, but like The Chair Company is going to be like an all-time comedy. I think it's great. I'm interested to see how they can pull it into another season though. That's what I'm I think it's we'll four see. Episodes. I mean, there's still a lot more to
we'll
play.
See out. What's we'll cooking. See. I have no clue what's coming in this show right now.
So miscellaneous stuff. I just want to throw out there. Probably one of the best World Series of our lifetime there. The Blue Jays and the Dodgers ended in Game 7. You know, Dodgers go into Toronto, win Game 6 and Game 7. Game-winning home run, Will Smith. I'm trying to think. The whole non-catch by Kiki Hernandez, if he drops it, the game's over, just gets buried by Andy Pages. Remember
that
seeing
catch
that play?
Was incredible.
Yep.
Fucking nailed him.
That catch was unreal.
Yeah. And then he did
all that was unreal.
He did all his Conor McGregor spiel on the duck boats. I don't know if you saw that.
Yep.
Not an actual duck
took
boat.
Took a couple shots at Drake.
Yeah.
As he should. That was a big fuck you to Drake one more time. The guy is a curse. Yep. He is a legit curse. Hasn't had a win.
It's not just Drake, it's Toronto. And it's that's Toronto. The only good outcome of that World Series for me.
It was a win for baseball. It was a win for baseball.
Toronto.
Was it though?
Yep, absolutely.
The people that cry when the Maple Leafs lose in Maple Leaf Square, they lost by that fucking much. And that's awesome. That's fucking great.
It's crazy.
Do you think this was the most devastating Toronto loss that they've ever been dealt?
No, because they care about hockey so much more, like what the Bruins have done to them. They hate much
maybe
more
stage
that.
Just because it was the World
stage,
Series.
Yes.
But that when they were up 4-1 with 10 minutes left and they lost to the Bruins in, like, what was that, 2013?
Yeah, but that wasn't the Stanley Cup.
No, but that hurts them much more.
And they
more.
Had a really good team. Yeah. They had a really good team that year. No one loses.
I don't know. I feel like losing in the ninth inning with two outs.
No, you're right.
Or was it two outs or one out? When they got Rojas.
Probably one.
Dude, if they won.
Or the game before when the ball got caught in the fucking wall. Yeah. I mean, those are two devastating, heartbreaking losses.
Rojas made him pay on the pick that for game six and then the homer in game seven.
Pick up the ball. That was a loser move.
No, that's a winner move. That's the same thing we were talking about before with softball. That's smart baseball steal. Maybe the Yankees got to pay attention. I'll take a shot.
They're told months before that not to touch that ball.
The Dodgers just know how to win.
I mean, they clearly, you know, they pay to win, but
that's what I mean. Yeah. How are you saying it's good for baseball that a team like that with that salary cap's winning
the drama.
Gritty Toronto.
The drama was everywhere.
Where's all the hatred when, like, the Yankees did that and they just hated that?
What do you mean?
You have the most expensive fucking team. You buy all your players. Like, where's the hatred?
I mean,
Don't you're stuttering. It's the same
fucking thing.
It was
Canada versus U.S. I rooted for U.S.
It's the same thing.
Canada versus U.S. I rooted for U.S.
It's the same thing.
I also had financial commitments in game
seven.
You're
just a fucking cunt. That's all.
Would the Yankees have beat the Dodgers?
No way, dude. I can't. Until Aaron Boone is fucking off the face of the earth, I'm never winning
When's the last Yankees World Series?
2009.
Oof. That's crazy.
Yeah, 4-1.
Aaron Boone.
14 fucking years for the Yankees.
I'm aware.
Do the Dodgers go back to back to back next year?
They couldn't.
There's like no reason they shouldn't.
All I know is they had no business winning that World Series. Like they were dead to rights.
Oh, they were dead. Yeah.
Dead to rights.
Yeah, they were dead, and they came back and got it going.
Shout out to that fucking Asian pitcher too. He's a beast.
Oh, Yamamoto,
savage, yeah,
he
absolute beast.
Nothing but respect.
I love Tarik Skubal. I love Garrett Crochet. I think they're both phenomenal pitchers. But that guy's the best pitcher in the game right now. Mm-hmm. He's got six different pitches to get you out with. You've never seen a guy fucking throw six shutout innings, 95 pitches, come back the next night, throw three innings to fucking win the game.
Crazy,
unbelievable,
massive pressure,
so much balls.
Shohei couldn't handle that.
Japan, man.
He couldn't handle the beginning of the game.
But Japan over Canada, so like it's all good.
Another one since we're on.
Shout out Mookie, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty legit.
Freddie Freeman.
Came in, played shortstop.
Yeah.
Played shortstop like the whole
year.
Is
this the first year he's done that?
Yeah. He's played second base. He's played the outfield majority of his career.
I had to rack my brain when I saw him at short. Did he always play here?
He made the ending play.
I know.
The double play.
Very, very good play.
Oh, yeah.
He fucks that up. That's a tie ball game.
The
guy was coming in from third.
I'll give you that. Was it from third?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was a must-make double play.
Yeah, I'm trying to recall
everything. And I called that double play because it was a fat boy up at bat. He might be good. I don't know.
He's a Nizarro. Alejandro Kirk, he's got a Nizarro body.
He's a Nizarro.
Thrown out from right field.
I saw him come up to bat, and I was like, this guy double play written all over it. And the group chat said, this guy's good. And I said, I don't care. He ain't beating out a ground ball.
No shot.
Not on this show.
No way.
Wasn't meant to be.
It had to happen.
It had to happen. Shout out Kendrick.
Yep. That's all I have here, unless you want to get into the Miami or Who are you playing this week?
Is it still Miami's year?
Syracuse? No, it's not. But
who's the
reports have come out that Miami is willing to break the bank in the transfer portal for a quarterback next year. So fuck you, Carson Beck. I will be freed next year.
Where are they right now? They're 18th in the college football rankings, so not completely out of it. They probably have to win the ACC.
No, the playoffs is over. It's over.
You think?
It's not even. Yeah, it's totally over.
But what if they win the ACC? Oh, Georgia Tech lost too. That's probably not good for you.
No, that's great for me.
No, but what if you had to play them again and they were undefeated? And
we don't
beat
play
them?
It doesn't matter. I need Louisville to be good.
Oh, Louisville to be good. Oh, 7-1.
Yeah, Louisville beat the U. Oh, wow, I need Louisville to do better.
Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Bama, Georgia. A lot of SEC here. BYU.
7-8, Texas Tech, BYU game this week.
Oh, wow. BYU still undefeated.
Game. Yeah.
I saw them play against week. Iowa State. Looked pretty good a couple weeks ago.
Like the game of the week is literally Texas Tech BYU, which is
wow,
nuts.
That's sick. That's unreal. Where is it? Is it in Mormonville? No, it's in fucking Lubbock. That's what I love about college football. They've like had like so many like parties and like pregame shows at places. I just know where everything is just because they say, oh, we're live in Lubbock or Eugene or like Oregon, fucking Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
All Lincoln, Oklahoma.
Norman,
no,
Oklahoma.
Norman, I'm thinking of Lincoln Riley. That's why. The big house.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, Lincoln, Nebraska.
But fuck that.
I didn't need to keep going. But all right.
Yeah, we could go all day on that.
I'll give a big shout out to our last sponsor here. Looking for a nice neighborhood public bar. Look no further than the Follow House Cafe, located at 1049 Hancock Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. They just gave us the fall today. That's big.
I could go for a Follow House pizza this weekend.
Oh, I could. They said thank you, Mike, for the pizza review. So they gave.
I owe them better than that.
Yeah. Shout out John McNeil. Puts on a hell of a show.
Absolutely.
Over there.
One of the best places on earth.
Shout out Giovanna.
Over there. Giovanna. Yeah, why not?
Shout her out.
All right. One in, yeah. Episode. We'll see you.
Do we have anything else from Entry Level Bob to walk us off?
Entry Level Bob. Let's see what we got here. We have, okay, these are my questions.
He has way more.
Will Jesus still love me if I disappear into Bolivia and avoid the IRS if the Patriots don't cover 2.5? All right, that kind of stuck with
yes,
your fourth
will.
Question there. And 5.5. So that's like question 5.5. For how long am I allowed to live in South America before I'm considered a claim jumper?
All right. Good questions.
Good, great question. We need answers for that.
My question for the intern in the entry level, Bob, it would be best strip club in Tampa. I hope we can get that answer by the end of the weekend.
Yeah, I think we can get it.
I'm going to send that out to them tonight, see if they can get on that mission.
Yeah, get
yeah,
out
they
there.
Will. They will. They'll probably be there tonight.
You want a full-time job, intern?
I'm going there in January, so.
Oh, good.
Buckle up.
So if they don't get the review, I will get it.
Start taking notes.
All right, yeah.
Get it going. All right, that's all from us. Appreciate all the sponsors. Episode 200 in the books.
200.
We'll see you next time.
Next stop, 1,000.
Yeah, 200 more, baby. Let's go.
Let's ride.